Welcome to the Creative Podcast. I am your host, Andrew Hunter. I just want to say thank you guys so much for downloading, subscribing on iTunes and Stitcher. Of course, sending me emails at thecreativepodcast@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter at thecreativepod. On this week's show, guys, I don't have a special guest, unfortunately. Some things fell through. Wasn't able to work it out. But I do have a really cool topic to talk about today, and it is the topic of being yourself, being unique, being different. And you might have heard me talk a little bit about this before. I've touched on it slightly in other topics because it's just one of the most important parts of being a creative person. But before I get to that, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for all the support I've been getting on Twitter and on Facebook. And anybody that's left a review or a rating on iTunes, I really appreciate it. If you have not done that, please go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave a rating or review for the show. It definitely helps the show quite a bit. It helps give me visibility to different people that I can actually be able to interact with. And again, like I talked about last week, my goals for the show is really just to reach as many people as possible to be able to provide them with a entertaining show, first of all, but something that can actually help them on their journey as a creative person. So, like I said, today's show, guys, I actually want to talk about being yourself. This is a really important topic, I feel, because I think so many people try to emulate other people and what they're doing as a creative person, that sometimes I think they kind of feel like maybe they have to change who they are to be a better creative person. Not true at all. Be yourself. That's what makes you, you. For me, I'm not a peculiar person, but I could be a little bit. But for me, it's one of those things that I'm who I am. And I've learned to actually embrace that. That actually that makes me special and different and, something that people look for when they want to bring me on as a creative person. They want my creative viewpoint on a situation. So one of the most important things is when you're trying to learn whatever craft you're getting into as a creative person, understand that, yes, you need to maybe emulate people in a variety of ways to kind of get to that place in your creativity where you can actually kind of not stop emulating them, but also kind of move from emulation to actually doing it your own way. But you do need to practice and do get reps. So you might start with you really emulating someone or copying their work or trying to do something exactly the way they did it until you get your own feeling of how to do a certain project. For me, I was talking to actually Kyle again today about, as a photographer, I'm not going to try and copy someone's exact picture. But I might say, that's a cool technique. I like the way they use that technique. And I want to figure out how to get something like that. So instead of going and saying, I want to take that exact same picture, because that's not my picture. I want to make it my own, but I want to maybe emulate what they're doing. And I want to find a way that makes it unique for me. But to do that, I need to first try to get somewhere that gets very close to that picture, and then go from there. So again, I want to be myself when I do this, but maybe I really like the way that someone lit something from the side. Find something that you like, and try and copy it at first, okay? And then go from there and go a step beyond that and actually try to make it your own and make it different. Make it something that's totally unique to you. Even if four photographers took the same subject and photographed them four different times, you're going to get four different pictures. So just inherently, you're going to get a unique picture no matter what you do. Even if you take the same camera, the same lighting, and the same subject, and it's four different people behind that camera and that lighting, it's going to get a different picture no matter what. So just learn to embrace who you are as an individual. Not as just a photographer, just as a drummer or a musician or a graphic designer. Learn to embrace who you are and what makes you unique and peculiar. That, sometimes the I can't talk today either. Sometimes what makes you peculiar is what makes you interesting to someone. So please, please, please don't forget that where you came from and what you've done to get to this point really helps to kind of prove to other people that, hey, this is the person I need to hire because they've been through this stuff and they understand what I'm looking for because of these reasons. No, nobody else has had your exact same experiences in life. For me, I haven't had the hardest life in the world. I'll be the first to admit that, and I'm the first to say I'm thankful for not having that. But I have still had challenges in my life, and I've still had things I've had to overcome. I'm not the best at anything. I understand that. But I still have things that I've had to kind of work through and manage and get better at because I had to, or I wouldn't be successful. So in any area of your life, learn to overcome certain obstacles that are inherent to you, because nobody else is going to be able to help you get through those things. And the things that you deal with in life, those are the things that really make you special. The things that you've overcome. You know, I was a terrible student, but I had to learn to get better at it to be able to be successful, be able to move on. So I had to learn how to understand what people were trying to help me to do. Because like I said, I was just a terrible student. I just didn't want to do school. I wanted to only be creative. But unfortunately, that wasn't an option. I had to learn how to do other things too. So really, the whole goal of what we're talking about today is be yourself. Now, like I said, you don't want to change who you are to fit someone else's mold. Because if they're looking for something else, like a different mold, they're looking for a different person. All right? And you have to understand that. And it might be hard at first as a creative person to turn somebody down because they're looking for something that you can't provide because you're not that kind of person. It might just be as simple as, hey, this person wants to do this type of picture, but I'm not comfortable doing that. You have to be honest and say, hey, I'm not going to be the best person for this job. You know, maybe if you come back and talk to me in a few weeks, maybe I could do it, or even a few months or a few years. But right now, I'm not there. So I know I talked about last week, you know, knowing your expectations. If you expect to fail, you're going to fail. If you expect to be successful, there's a good chance you're going to be successful. So letting other people know, like, hey, I don't think I'll be able to do that exact thing because I don't have experience in that. But just being honest with yourself, knowing yourself. That's really the whole point of this conversation today, is knowing who you are as a creative person. So if you know who you know what you're capable of. Now, again, like I said last week, you always want to set goals for yourself that are attainable, maybe slightly to the very edge of your attainability, but then able to be surpassed. Because there are times where you might not think you can do something, but you really can. If you push yourself to really get there, you can do it. But you want to know who you are as an artist. The next thing I really want to talk about with this whole knowing yourself is also never sacrifice who you are as an artist for a project. As I mentioned, if you know you can't provide something that somebody wants, don't even try. Let them know, hey, this person might be better for that. So, you know, knowing yourself will not only help you as a person be a better artist, but also help you as a business person. But also knowing yourself will really help you when it comes to knowing what's wrong in a certain situation. Let's say, and this project's just not working out, I'm not getting the results that I'm really looking for, what could I do differently? Well, you could look at where the project's at and where are you at in the project. Is it something that you're doing, or is it something that the scope of the project's too big? Really, the biggest thing that I, for me, as a person, I've learned that I am a nerd. I will take on projects maybe that kind of fit into what I enjoy. So knowing yourself, you need to know your likes, your dislikes, what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with. And for me, like I said, I'm definitely a nerd. I like things music, comedy, you know, arts, photography, things like that, video games, of course, wrestling. I know kind of the areas that I'm interested in. And as a creative person, you need to be interested in the project. I've talked about that before as well. I think even in episode number 2, if you guys listen back, you'll probably listen to that. But I talked about that before, is you need to definitely be 100% invested in whatever project you do. And if you know who you are as an artist, you'll definitely be able to give 100% of yourself if you're, you know, invested in that project. So one of the most important elements for me in knowing myself is just being at peace with who I am. It's taken me a long time to get there. You know, creative people are not always the most at peace with themselves. They're usually always fighting with themselves to do something that maybe they're not comfortable doing, or maybe they're not 100% ready to do. So for me, it's always been a goal to understand who I am as a person, as a human being. It's always been one of my very most important first goals, is to start there and move on. If I know who I am as an individual and as a person and as a human being, then I can learn what I need to do to perfect or get better, at least, at what I'm doing. So now today might not be as much about creativity as it is just an encouragement to really learn to be at peace with yourself, but that in turn will help you in your creative vision and your creative lifestyle that you're leading. So learn to take a step back out of a situation and really investigate who you are. This might not come easily, and I almost guarantee it won't, but it's an integral part of what you as a creative person do and how you can approach situations. If you know who you are, like I know it sounds weird, but go with me just for a second. Take yourself out of the situation and look at yourself objectively and describe yourself in a few sentences. Like I guess, like I said, for me, I'm someone that enjoys, you know, video games, arts, music, photography, wrestling, nerd stuff. You know, that I'm in that kind of genre of people. But I'm also a person that's emotional and passionate, and I want to do something that's gonna be just interesting and cool, but something that's gonna inspire the people to do stuff as well. And if the projects that I do or, you know, things that I approach don't fit into that mold, they're not for me. You know, so it's really important to look at it that way. Look at yourself objectively. But also, you might need to go talk to someone else about it and go talk to, you know, I have, a group of probably 5 to 10 friends that I'll go and throw ideas off of. You know, I've named a few of them on the show before, but I definitely have some people that I go and just say, hey, what do you think about this idea? And they'll say, well, that's a stupid idea. I'm like, yeah, I thought so too. I just wanted to get another perspective. Because sometimes as a creative person, even if you know yourself, you know, everything about there is to know about you, you might still have a jaded vision of who you are as a creative person. So it's really important to take an inventory of who you are. It's not the easiest thing in the whole world to do because you want to be the most perfect person in the whole world. You know, you almost look at yourself the way your mom looks at you, or a parent looks at you, or your wife sometimes looks at you. But you have to always take a step back and say, okay, at the core of it, let me describe myself. So again, the topic for today was understanding who you are as a human being, and that'll help you become a better creative person. So use what you're passionate about to pursue those avenues and those niches that you're looking to get into. In any case, guys, I will be back next week. I'm actually going to try to record some interviews very, very soon. I know I've been promising those for a couple weeks now. I will definitely have those interviews going on soon. I'm actually on vacation at the moment. So as I'm recording this, I'm actually on my third day of vacation, which is awesome. I got 2 more days. So I'm going to try to use the next 2 days to record some interviews. I have one person I believe is interested in doing an interview with me very, very soon. Hopefully we'll get together on the time and actually get that done. Looking forward to doing that with that person, a great musician here in the area. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And when I do, you guys will be the first to hear it. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next week and talking with you. Of course, follow me on Twitter at @TheCreativePod and hit me up on the email at thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow me personally at ALHProPhoto on Twitter. So until next week, guys, I will let you go, but have a great, great week. And again, take this week to look at who you really are. All right? And I will talk to you guys soon. Let me know if you have any questions. Bye.